Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1724, Central Storage at Harbison LLC.
This is an app, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.05 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9, also referred to as the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, 500 feet west of Route 5, also known as Harbison Road, and 700 feet east of Road 254, also known as Prettyman Road, and being identified on tax map ID as being 2-35, map 30, parcel 8.02. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did on December 27th of 2012 provide an exhibit booklet, which included a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the Beer's Atlas map of Broadkill 100, a copy of a page from the zoning ordinance referencing permitted uses in the CR1 Commercial Residential District, a map of the Harbison area depicting zoning classifications, a copy of the plus comments and responses, a reference to the principles of Central Storage at Harbison LLC, a site plan, support letters from Compass Point Associates and Community Bank, and proposed suggested findings of fact for this application. On July 23rd of 2012, DelDOT provided comments referencing that the department has had originally recommended that a traffic impact study be performed. That the basis for that requirement was due to the potential increase in trip generation as a result of rezoning the 8.05 acre parcel to commercial residential. That the department has had further discussion with the applicant and has learned that the applicant wishes to only develop a portion of the site for a 60,000 square foot mini storage space, which would generate 142 vehicle trips per day and 15 vehicle trips during the PM peak hour. That the department would, you have to bear with me a second. That the department would not require a traffic impact study to be performed for this application if the applicant is willing to place a deed restriction on the property, such that a traffic impact study would be required if the proposed development would cause the property's total trip generation to exceed 400 vehicle trips per day and or 50 trips during an hour, any hour of the day. Amendment or removal of the deed restriction would have to require DelDOT's concurrence. Absent these conditions, the department would recommend the county require a traffic impact study to be performed for this application. That was the basis of the DelDOT comments. On January 4th of 2013, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments that this site is not located in a current or proposed county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that it is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where Sussex County currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that therefore a concept plan is not required. We received letters in opposition to the application. One letter being from Alva and Jeanette Wagner, another from Jacqueline Conklin, and a third from John and Carol King, all voicing opposition to this application. And they will be made a part of the record, and I believe some of those folks are present to give testimony. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Well, the chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Mr. Wheatley, if I can do what the commission just did and ask leading questions of my witness, I can move this matter along, I think.
Well, actually, I think you're permitted to do so.
Thank you. Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Central Storage at Harbison. With me is a principal of the applicant, Mark Schaefer. Mark, you are a licensed Delaware real estate broker?
Yes, I am.
You were formerly licensed as a certified real estate appraiser?
Yes.
And in a much earlier life, you were the mayor of Smyrna?
Correct.
Let's talk about Central Storage. What projects have you done to date?
I've been involved in three projects over the past 25 years, one on Forest Avenue in Dover, approximately 60,000 square feet. They're all the same. One in Milford, Delaware on Maston Circle, and one in Long Neck on Long Neck Road.
And these are all mini storage facilities?
Yes.
Can you describe this 8.5 acres in its present condition?
We have a dilapidated building, which I believe may have been a barn at one time, and a loafing shed, and a overgrown grass field of 8 acres.
Am I correct that there are approximately 1.25 acres of wetlands on the property?
That's correct.
Am I also correct that none of the wetlands will be disturbed if this project is developed?
That is correct.
Can you describe in some detail the adjoining properties around your 8.05 acres?
Directly next to us is a professional building. It's Compass Point Surveyors. Up on the other corner is a convenience store. On the east corner is a business. And then adjoining me in the back on Route 5 are the Wagners and two other homes.
And to the immediate east is Beaver Dam Branch?
Correct.
And an old house that appears to be somewhat dilapidated on the corner?
Yes, which I understand DelDOT is purchasing for the expansion of that intersection.
If you had to describe the trend of development of the Route 5, Route 9 corridor, how would you describe it?
In my professional opinion, I believe that that whole entire area and the corridor is trending commercial, and I believe the comprehensive plan supports that.
Do you believe that this project, if developed, would have a negative impact on property values in the area?
I don't. I personally believe that it actually will enhance property values. It'll help clean up the area.
You did make an application to PLUS, and you did respond. Was there anything out of the ordinary in the PLUS comments or your response?
No.
Are there any issues that you know of with regard to stormwater management?
None.
In your opinion, based on your experience, is there a need or a demand for additional mini storage facilities in the Route 9, Route 5 corridor?
There is. There's the closest facility is the one I own in Long Neck, and there is additional need for storage.
Let's talk about traffic. Do you believe that the project is developed would have any impact on traffic?
I don't believe it'll have any impact, any negative impact at all. Matter of fact, I believe it'll enhance the situation. One of the requirements that DelDOT had us do was reduce the two entrances to one. And I agreed to do that and take care of the Compass Point building. So we'll lose an entrance. And I'll also comment that in my experience over 25 years, if we generate 20 vehicles a day, we're hitting a home run. Mini storage just does not generate traffic.
Let's talk about your site plan, which is at tab 8. Am I correct that what you propose is approximately 60,000 square feet of mini storage facilities?
Correct.
Am I also correct that water and sewer will be provided by a private well and by a septic system?
At this time, yes.
Will there be screening and fencing around the perimeter of the property?
Yes, all of our facilities. We do a first-class operation. We have 8-foot fencing all the way around with a secure gate, security cameras, and I didn't talk to the other two neighbors who I haven't met, unfortunately, but we're dealing with the Wagners over the years. We would agree and have agreed and have installed some landscape buffering and would continue to do so.
What about security lighting? What sort of lighting do you use?
There's very little lighting in a mini storage facility. There typically are cans over top of the entrance doors on the climate control buildings. There's no overhead lighting on a pole per se, and if the door lighting is in conflict with a neighbor, we can always put it on a switch. So when the doors open, the light will come on.
Will there be an on-site manager for the mini storage facility?
We would like there to be, yes. All of our other facilities had on-site managers.
And an on-site resident for
yes.
the manager?
Yeah.
You've referenced to your neighbor Compass Point has written a letter in support of your application. You have three letters expressing concern. Can you briefly address each of them? First is a letter from Jacqueline Conklin, who indicates that she doesn't object to the change of zone. She asked that there be a landscape buffer with fence and trees. Is that your plan?
Yes, that has always been our plan.
And it will be on your final plan?
Correct.
The second is a letter from John and Carol Kane, who were concerned about traffic. Is it correct that you have a traffic warrant from Delgat that will be on the face of your record plan that says not more than 200 vehicle trips per day or a TOA or a TIS is required?
Correct. During the entrance review, we agreed to put a restriction on a record plat restricting the site to no more than 200 trips a day. And again, I'll submit to you, mini storage does not generate that kind of traffic.
And finally, is a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Wagner, which expresses concern about the number of buildings. Am I correct that the former application, and we'll talk about that in a minute, which was a conditional use, was 80,000 square feet of mini storage?
Correct.
And this application is for 60,000 square feet of mini storage?
Correct.
Another concern is lighting, and you've indicated that all lights reflect downward and not off the property?
Correct. They're just to illuminate an entrance door.
And lastly, there's a request for landscaping, and you've indicated you'll address that.
Yes.
And fencing.
Yes. We'd originally installed four magnolia trees at the request of Mrs. Wagner, and in the scope of things, planting a landscape buffer is really not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a cost.
Am I correct that the mature trees along the high ground along Beaver Dam Branch will be undisturbed?
I'm going to be careful about the majority of them, yes.
And again, there'll be no intrusion in wetlands?
Correct. Absolutely none. It's not permitted.
Finally, this was the subject of an application before county government several years ago for a conditional use, which was approved, 80,000 square feet of mini storage. Can you explain why that application did not go forward?
Well, when the crash, I had the foresight to purchase this property and pay cash for it about 6 months before the crash happened. And I had a commitment letter from Artisans Bank, which they withdrew when they got into trouble, and which they have the right to do, unfortunately, because we were moving forward to development. Since that time, we have been unable to find any lenders willing to lend on a piece of property that is not zoned appropriately. They are very leery in today's world with conditional use approvals because those can go away. They can be rescinded. And when the crash happened, a lot of lenders, not only locally but nationally, took a walloping on land value when sites were unable to be developed and sunsetted or expired, and now they're sitting on ag land that they had lent money for commercial use or professional office use.
Commission may hear about that later on this evening.
And I can tell you, we do a lot with Martin at Community Bank, and he's taken it to the board, and they just will not lend unless we have the proper zoning. And I had a chance to speak with a gentleman by the name of Richie Francis at Fulton Bank this morning. I'd called him yesterday because an associate of mine at the brokerage office told me that they were aggressively looking to lend money. And the first question he asked me this morning on my cell phone was, what's the zoning? And I told him, well, we had a C of O, and he said, well, when you get a rezone, call me back.
Gentlemen, that's the application. The project booklet, I think, is self-explanatory. We'd be glad to field any questions in that regard. It's my view, and I may disagree with Lawrence, in this regard, but I believe CR1 is the only appropriate zoning classification for mini storage. It's specifically referenced in that page of the ordinance that I've included in the project. The reality is this project is unfinanceable as a conditional use. We think it's consistent with our comprehensive plan, the trend of development in the area, and will have no adverse impact upon anyone. In fact, with the elimination of the dual entrance, it may in fact help westbound traffic on Route 9.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Byard, you stated that the conditional use was approved for 80,000 square feet?
That's correct.
Because as I recall, there were 17 buildings proposed and they were reduced to 6. So you're saying those buildings were between 12 and 15,000 square feet each?
I would defer to Mr. Schaefer.
That was what you're referring to was phase one of the project, were the 6 buildings. The reason that the building size changed, in its infinite wisdom, the state fire marshal's office has decided that you must sprinkle warehouses if they're over 2,500 square feet. And obviously, we can't sprinkle these warehouses without central water. It's just cost prohibitive. But that difference you're speaking about in that first site plan is we came in, we reduced it and said what we will do is we'll build this in phases, and you're referring to the smaller number of square feet as phase one. They were 10,000 square foot buildings.
Okay, I don't know if that was. I'll have to go back and review my notes on that, because I was on the commission at the time, and I remember distinctly one of the concerns in the community was so many buildings, and then it became 6 buildings with outside storage. And I'll defer to you until I check my notes in terms of whether this was being developed in stages or. That was just a compromise that was made.
Well, that's my recollection of, I think, what we did. Mrs. Wagner could probably remind us all why we did that, if I am not accurate, but I think I'm accurate.
I'm sure she'll be given a chance to clarify that issue for both of us. So now, instead of what back in 2009 was 17 buildings, we're now looking at 25 buildings plus an apartment office building, if what we see here is what ultimately is developed, because one of the things the commission is keenly aware of is when we do a change of zone, then it permits the universe in terms of what you can do on commercial property. You know, whether it becomes a bakery or a car wash or.
Subject to the traffic warrant to tell them.
Subject to that, yes. But I'm just saying we're really dealing with a land use issue. More so than a site plan issue, even though the commission does appreciate seeing what the intent is. But as we all know, when there's a change of zone, that does open up the potential for other uses other than what's being proposed.
Well, I would submit to you that a little level of comfort is the fact that this is what I've done over a 25-year track record, and that's what we bought the property for. I think that's pretty clear. And as my wife reminds me every month, she's writing a check every month because we refinanced the project. And just the dirt a few years ago. But, you know, that our intent is to develop this as mini storage or we would have sold it.
Okay. What would you estimate your distance is from the intersection?
To borrow from Mr. Lank, I'm guessing 500 feet.
That's probably a little farther than that, I think.
I would think it's slightly further, maybe to the eastern boundary of the property.
The reference we made in the advertisement was scaled from tax maps or else on survey, and it was 500 foot from Route 5 and 700 foot from Route 254.
Oh, okay.
Freedman Road.
Okay. And in your discussions with, or have you had discussions with DelDOT, what impact the improvements to the intersection might have on your project?
Yeah, there was actually a public workshop a couple weeks ago at the Harbison Methodist Church, which I attended, and I have spoken with DelDOT and made it clear that we're willing to do whatever we can to help their project.
Okay. such as land grabbing.
Well, that's part of it.
Exactly.
I think they are going to take a little strip across the frontage of ours, which I told them I had no problem with, but.
So what I understand, looking at your plans here, is that you're looking at the 25 smaller sized buildings, and I would guess some of them are going to be climate controlled.
Yes, sir.
About how many?
Probably about half.
About half.
And again, we'll build that in phases. We'll get a feel for the market.
Okay, so we are talking now about phases. We're not looking at, you know, once it's approved and you get the get-go, that suddenly there's going to be 25 buildings. It's going to
That's correct.
As the need arises.
And I don't think any lender is going to allow you to do that either.
But I do understand your dilemma with the financing, with the conditional use versus the commercial. We've encountered that a number of times on the commission. It's an issue maybe at some point the commission or council might want to talk about, because one of the things that the commission likes about conditional uses is like with the approval for your conditional use, I think I had, close to 15 stipulations that were placed on it. So we were pretty thorough on that, but of course now with the change of zone, we don't have that opportunity, as I understand, council. I have no questions more at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we will have a site plan back before you.
Oh, of course, with commercial, you'd have to have a site plan review.
Mr. Burton.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Byard, this parcel, is it on our comp plan, is it located in a developing area?
It's in level one, level two.
Level one, level two. Is it? And would you describe that there are other commercial properties in the vicinity?
If you look at your area zoning map, you will see a lot of orange. That's commercial zoning activity. What also is in the area is a really a pretty frenzied residential development pace east of Route 5. The trails of Beaver Creek and the meadows of Beaver Creek evidently are very successful development. There's a lot more life in the Route 5, Route 9 corridor than there was 5 years ago.
Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
Well, gentlemen, obviously the storage is an acceptable use in AR1 via conditional use process, so your request to do storage in a C environment is not totally inappropriate in the area, so it's nothing that would be off. And the key issue is what Mr. Johnson raised, and that I trust you've been in this business for 20 plus years, as you stated, so this is a true intent. But you know, at some point, somebody's going to say, man, this is a good way to bait and switch the commission and the county. And so that's the dilemma we run into, is how do we be consistent in the application of our land use rules and recognizing the problem that you guys are having in trying to do economic development in the county, and balancing the zoning request, which, as Mr. Johnson points out, is pretty broad once it's granted, and people get tempted to change their minds.
Mr. Ross, it may be only cold comfort, but DelDOT has woken up to the game of bait and switch with the traffic warrants they now require. It will be right on the face of the record plan that if traffic increases beyond the warrant, then a TIS or a TOA is required. So there is some level of control with respect to change.
And I doubt we would forget it either. No further questions.
There is no doubt.
Thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1724, Central Storage at Harbison LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1724? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, gentlemen.